Jackie, what's
hey,
up?
how are you today?
Jackie.
Jaquiqui.
What happened to Jackie? What?
Jaquiqui. I go by Jaquiqui sometimes too.
Jaquiqui. Oh, is it spelled like J-A-C-Q-U-I?
It is. Okay, so quickly introducing myself. My name is Jackie. I'm local music director here at WGME Radio at George Mason. I'm actually joined here with a fellow fan and colleague at WGME. He'd like to introduce himself.
Nick, this is unbelievable for me, man. This is Mikey B, Mike on the mic. I am blown away right now that I'm talking to you. I saw you at Landmark. I saw you guys. I wanted to go to your New York show, but I'm just like blown away right now. So if I fangirl, I apologize. But this is like unreal for
me. Well, here we are.
Here we are, and I'm so happy.
I might cry. I'm happy talking to both you guys.
Yeah, thanks for taking time out of your day to do this. So we're going to get started right straight to it. So we understand you're having a performance at U Street Music Hall coming up pretty soon. So we wanted to talk a little bit about that. How did your band CRX start up? And with your experience with the Strokes, how does it feel to be a frontman in this band?
I'm having a lot of fun with it, actually. You know, it's the first time I've ever been a singer in a band, and it was something that I was reluctant to do at first. I didn't think that I was really going to enjoy it all that much, mm-hmm. but, you know, now that I'm doing it, man, and we've been touring around a little while, we've opened up some shows for Beck in the Midwest, and
been
kind of East Coast, West Coast, and now we're about to do a really big tour and coming to mm-hmm. D.C., and I mean, from a performance perspective, just like being the front man and being on stage singing, I'm having so much more fun than I thought I would.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what's it like to be working with other instrumentalists? I know that some of the members are part of different bands like Guards, The Dose, The Reflections. What's it like to have their talents be brought up to like the tour and your performances?
It's great. I mean, they're you know, they're friends. All the guys in the band have been friends for years. So it really feels more like just like a group of friends getting in a van and going and playing shows.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they are all really, really solid musicians. Ralph Alexander, the guy who plays drums, is like really one of the best drummers I've ever seen play.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really lucky to have him kind of supporting me and, you know, kind of keeping the band together.
Mm-hmm. So what are you most hyped about for the tour coming up, especially coming to D.C. and through the East Coast and everything?
You know, the whole reason I started this band was because I felt like I had a little too much downtime in between Strokes albums and Strokes tours.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to have a band that I could pick up and just take on the road
mm-hmm.
whenever I wanted to, and I want to be doing a lot of performances, because as a musician, just playing and doing the show is one of my favorite parts of what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just excited for the whole tour, to be honest with you. I mean, we start officially, the first night of this tour is Monday night in Denver, and then we're making our way east, and we'll be in D.C. at some point, but
awesome.
You know, just the whole thing of getting on stage every night,
mm-hmm.
and that's like that's why I started this thing,
mm-hmm.
and I'm psyched to be able to get to do it.
Yeah,
in the Strokes, like I love being in the Strokes, and it's I'm so proud of that, and I'm so grateful to have that in my life. And we do these massive shows with tens of thousands of people,
mm-hmm.
at like the, you know, the summertime festivals and stuff, and it's so much fun. And I really love doing that, but I think that I was feeling a little bit out of balance as a performer, as
mm-hmm.
a musician, and I wanted to be able to sometimes, you know, get on a club stage and, you know, play for a couple hundred people, or play at a theater, or even, you know, I don't know, maybe your friend says, yo, will you play my party? You know, sure, I'll play your party, or do some charity event, and just kind of have it be a little bit more simple, that you just like a project that I could just pick up and put on stage, and it doesn't require all this infrastructure, if you see what I'm saying.
No, yeah, I totally understand that. Also, I had a question, which is, for the Ways to Fake It video, you went really, really pink, and the album cover is also pink, and then you got Warren Fu doing all the I guess, designed for the, or I guess visual arts, I would say, for the album. Was that like a conscientious decision, or did that come up naturally? Because I know you guys are friends, like going back to 2011 with the Undercover of Darkness video.
I mean, you're talking about just the colors that we use.
Yeah,
on,
like
on
it's like very, it's very, it's very bright. It's very like, it's very
beautiful.
Happy. It's beautiful, like very like energy.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. No, that didn't happen by accident, man. Yeah.
That was planned.
I like those colors.
pick what's your choice.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I'll be honest with you, man. Everything you see me do is there's some thought behind it.
Yeah, of course.
I don't. I'm not just random. I'm not randomly doing things, man. I put thought into what I do.
Awesome. Okay, so I had a more of a comment. I love One Track Mind. That's like my favorite song on the album. What's yours? And then also, what's your favorite to play live? Currently, at least. I know it changes all the time.
Shoot, man. Like, I know I suck at questions like the favorite. What's your favorite this? Your favorite that? I'm going to try. But I think I have some kind of like psychological block against picking favorites because I feel bad for the ones I didn't pick, but the truth is, it's hard to pick a favorite because, you know, obviously I love all these songs; otherwise, they wouldn't be on my record.
Exactly.
But if you're forcing me to pick,
come on, Nick,
you could do it.
I would choose On Edge.
On Edge, that is a good one.
It's the shortest song on the record, and I like short songs. I don't like, you know, I don't like being redundant or wasting people's time. And that was a cool song because it felt like I kind of said everything I wanted to say musically and lyrically. And it was, you know, we got to the point, we hit the chorus, we did some shit with the verse, and like it's a full statement, and it's a minute and 50 seconds. And I love when that happens. I love like Ramon songs and stuff where it's like, yeah, this is a full song and they clocked in under 2 minutes and it makes me want to listen to it again and again.
That's like me with that one, what's that song called? Fell in Love with a Girl. That's like a perfect, like under 2 minute fast, good song.
Straight to the point.
And like,
know?
I agree on Edge. It's like really awesome.
I completely agree with you about that White Stripes song.
Right?
And that's why you want to listen again and again.
Exactly.
Look, I don't have anything against songs that are 5, 6, 9, 10 minutes, but for me, a song that's going to be long like that, it has to be the type of thing that takes you on a journey, and because it changes, and it's like, it's just going to do 6 minutes, and it's like a verse and a chorus over and over again, that's very boring, like American Pie or something, that's just very, very boring.
You don't like American Pie, you're sick of American Pie.
Too much.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, I assume you guys are all friends. I like listened to your Zane Lowe interview with the Strokes. Did you like the Voids album? Like Human Sadness, for example, like that's like an 11-minute song. Did you enjoy that journey, or was that like not your cup of tea? I liked it personally.
I loved the Voids album.
You did, right? I loved it too.
I loved it. I mean, look, I know I just came off of talking about like long songs and how it doesn't do it to me, but that song's actually dope. And when you watch it with the video,
that video
cow,
is crazy.
Man, it's really powerful, man. It's really good. And that Tyranny album. I mean, I told Julian, like right when I heard it, told Julian it. I was very, very proud of him with that album.
No, it's amazing. Yeah,
I think it's a really solid effort. It's so. I don't know. I mean,
very
I've never heard anything else like it, and that's my favorite thing about it.
Awesome.
So how do you feel about, like, kind of shifting from, like, performing at music festivals like Landmark and, like, other music festivals around the nation? How do you feel about kind of shifting into smaller venues like U Street and other venues that you'll be playing at?
I love it. It doesn't feel like weird or different to me, and you know, the Strokes have played plenty of clubs over the years, and you know, this is what I wanted to achieve. I wanted to get some balance from those big shows that we do with the Strokes, and for me, it's just right now it's really exciting to even just walking into the club and loading our stuff in and doing sound check and kind of like having that stale beer smell left over from the previous night.
Exactly.
It's really exciting, man. I'm having so much fun. And, you know, we're all like friends. The guys in CRX, we're all such tight friends.
Awesome.
So it's like, you know, it's like a really long road trip with your buddies where you get to show up and do a show every night.
Mm-hmm.
It's we're having fun.
Just so cool to know that, like, you guys as friends get to travel and, like, the chemistry with the music is there. So, you know, it's, like, amazing.
Are you traveling in a CRX or are you going to take, like, a full-on tour bus?
That'd be rad. That'd
right?
be rad if we had 5 CRXs and we drove ourselves.
That'd be perfect. Yeah.
No, we don't. You know what? I actually, now that I've got this band,
yeah.
I'm in the market for a CRX. I want to find.
They should,
like,
give you some free ones, dude.
Tipped out CRX. So if anyone's got any leads on a really mint condition CRX, preferably an 86.
How about pink? Keep that color going. 86.
Yeah.
All right. So I got one or two more questions for you. One, the openers. How did you decide on, like, your openers for the for your tour?
They're buddies of ours, man.
Okay.
The Gloomies are they're pretty close friends with Richie, the keyboard player. They opened for us a couple of shows already, and they're great. They're a great band. Streets of Laredo are another awesome band who they have the same manager as us.
Oh, okay.
Really, really great band. I actually don't remember who was opening in DC. I think it might be a band called Dead Heavens, who are another awesome band. And Dead Heavens are just like this heavy, kind of sludgy stoner rock vibe.
Hey there.
I like
and
it.
They're
perfect.
also really good friends with Richie, the keyboard player. Richie, the keyboard player, has a lot of friends.
Richie's like the main attraction, I guess. Richie knows everybody.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, my last question. I'm not sure if Jackie has anything else to ask.
No, but, you're good. Go for it.
All right, I'm gonna go for it. The last question of the day. So, I was wondering. I'm sorry to, like, you know, ask the Strokes question, but, like, you have no idea how much I listen to you, the Strokes stuff, and I, like,
same.
I have to ask this question. For, like, your past 3 years, you've been doing a lot of shows, like one-off festivals and stuff, and it seems like most of your stuff that you're playing is, like, the first 3 albums and, like, then the new EP. If you guys were to, like, ever, like, do a tour again, would you ever consider playing those 2 albums more often, like Come Down Machine and Angles? Because I love those albums a lot. So I've always, like, been curious if, like, if you got more time, would you play those songs more often, or are you kind of, like, anti those albums?
Yes. No, it's funny. What you're saying to me is I've had this exact conversation with the band.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, we all want that. Yeah,
because, like,
you're tapping into, like, an inner conversation that we have.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
it's not lost on me that we don't play enough material from Angles and Come Down Machine.
Yeah.
So once we do get on tour, the plan is to play much more of that stuff.
Awesome.
You know, it's hard with festival. You know, at a festival with these big festival audiences.
They want to hear, like, the big songs, yeah.
You know, it's tough, man. Yeah, like, you really, like, they just want the bangers, man. They want to hear, like, Reptilia and Last Night
and
Heart in the Cage. Yeah. they want the bangers, man.
I'm
so
telling you, man, like, Chances,
the
Tap Out, those are, like,
material.
Great songs. I would love to hear those songs live.
You will someday, I promise.
Oh, God bless. Thank you so much, Nick. You're saving the day.
Yeah. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to do this. It was really awesome to hear your side of the story, and we're really excited to see what you do in the future. Thanks for everything, Nick.
Yeah, thank you so much, Nick. I really appreciate
it. Thanks so much for having me. It was a real pleasure talking to you guys.
All right. Have a good one.
Have a good one. Thank you.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.